Hey, this is Brad Geiger welcoming you to another episode of Hey Comics Kids, or one of the supplementary podcasts, 50 Minute Max or Smart Alex. If you want, you can subscribe to all three at iTunes. You can also find us on Stitcher. And if you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/heycomicskids. All the money there goes to a fund earmarked for the kids' education. This is a show we record just about every morning on our drive to school. We're having a lot of fun doing it, and it's great to hear that you're having a lot of fun listening to it. Now, without further ado, here are the stars of the show, 12-year-old Alex and 8-year-old Max. And we're back. It's another episode of Hey Comics Kids. We've got both boys this time. Alex is over there.
Hi.
And Max is right there.
Hey, can I wait?
Yes, go ahead. You got your shot out of a cannon this morning.
Before we start up the podcast,
yes,
I just want to ask.
Okay.
Ask when you say, and we're back. It's another episode of Hey Comics Kids. What episode are we on of Hey Comics Kids?
And that's why I always leave it open-ended. I never know until I go to upload it, and then I've got to look at the last one, and then I just add one to that. So I don't know which number this is. Do you want me to start trying to keep track of that so I can say it's episode 13 and stuff like that?
And we're back. It's episode 15 of Hey Comics Kids. Nah, I just wanted to know.
Okay, very good. Well, we've got a lot of superhero stuff coming up, not the least of which is we finally caught up watching The Flash. We are caught up with what's going on TV now. And Alex, what are your thoughts? How are you liking this so far?
I really, really, really enjoyed how they tied in Firestorm, how they made him, like, everything on how they made him work. The special effects were pretty cool.
Who's Firestorm?
For shame!
Firestorm is a DC Comics character. He was a Justice League member. He's a nuclear-powered superhero, but the interesting thing about him is that he's actually two people. It's the combination of Ronnie Raymond and Professor, I think his first name is Martin?
Yeah.
Stein. And they combine bodies to become one superhero who has nuclear powers.
You know, they could have given him any other powers than nuclear powers. Come on, DC. Why are you giving them nuclear power?
Well,
Cold War.
and let's be careful. It's easy to mispronounce. It's nuclear, not nuclear.
Nuclear.
Right, nuclear. The L comes
nuclear
first. Let's not get into that.
Let's not get into the dictionary, friends.
It's more than just power blasts. If I remember my Firestorm mythology right, he actually has the ability to
combine
atoms.
Yeah.
So he can, if you throw a spear at him, he can turn it into flowers.
That's kind of my favorite power.
Oh, you should see. Since they're two people, you should say they can instead of he can.
Right. Well, and that was what kind of made the Firestorm character interesting a little bit in the comics. But in the comics, Professor Stein and... Oh, there's that pothole again. Whew, I just about hit it. one of the joys of doing a podcast on your drive to school.
Hitting so many podcasts. There should be a show.
The Pothole Podcast?
The Pothole Podcast.
Well, in the comics, Ronnie Raymond and Martin Stein always kind of got along a little bit. They bickered a bit.
The gummy sticker.
But how is this Ronnie Raymond and Martin? So, in the comics, Ronnie Raymond and Martin Stein bickered a little bit, but Alex, how is this combination different?
Well, at first they were, like, really, really, really annoyed with each other and just hated to be with each other, but finally doing the team-up kind of better, they understand each other more and they're willing to work as a team easier.
Easier, but I am hoping that they keep that conflict alive a little bit. I think they're much more interesting when they kind of dislike each other. Like, they have to work together because they have a common bond and a common cause, but they really don't like each other, and they really distrust each other a little bit. That, I think, is very interesting.
Yeah, what do you think? I really liked that.
Yeah?
Just the story put into it.
What do you like about it?
Everything that they... It's just the fact that they have to do it, but would hate to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that would
like
make for...
Like, chores.
I think that would make for a better story, don't you?
It kind of turns into saving the world, like, chores with, like, your nemesis.
Exactly, exactly.
Like Archbows. Shout out.
You're getting a little promotion in there for Archbows.
Promotion.
So...
Read it.
A new one just went up today, as a matter of fact, but that won't mean anything because this podcast isn't going up for several days. We've got a lot of 15-minute max to make it through.
Oh, my God.
The age of max.
The age of max.
That is not... That is the age of 15-minute max. That is definitely over 15 minutes.
What?
So, what else did you like about The Flash, Alex?
Still going on Firestorm. I don't know if we said... I'm pretty sure we didn't say this yet. But you know what makes them fuse? How it ties on to their costume?
Mm-hmm. Nuclear explosion.
Shush. And it kind of bonds with the original costume. You said you really, really liked that.
It's Venom. Come on, it bonds.
Maxwell, it's not Venom. Get your facts straight. And talk when you actually know it.
I did. Be nice. I did like the part of that quantum thingamajig that they put on his in the TV show. It very much mirrored the costume design from the original Firestorm. I thought that was a nice touch.
Because he had the weird head torch thingy.
Well, that part they've left off, and I think that was a good move. But the chest emblem recalls that original costume design, and I thought that was cool.
I
hope they don't bring back the flames out of the nuclear stack thing on his head. I never really liked that so much.
Hey, Dad?
Yes?
You know, I think I know how they got fused together, even though I don't really watch that.
Okay.
That's not a good thing. Maybe a nuclear explosion, maybe?
It was kind of nuclear-based, yes. For certain, that's what caused the Firestorm. Now, the CW has really been getting a lot of viewership out of these DC Comics TV shows.
Yeah, and to be honest, I've enjoyed Flash much more than I have Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Really?
To be honest, yeah.
Tell me why.
Because I just feel like The Flash has been a little more excited than people around running around shooting each other and kind of crying about everything.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is definitely more dramatic. I'll grant you that.
Flash
has a lot of that kind of old school comic storytelling.
And I love old school comics.
Yeah. And who's the big... Looks like he's going to be one of the big bad villains that they're just introducing as of the last episode we watched.
Professor Zoom?
Nope.
Boomerang Man.
Who was the last villain to come on the screen in the last episode? He's large and hairy.
Oh!
Gorilla Grodd!
Gorilla Grodd.
Yeah, I was really happy to see him, but I'm sad they killed General Eiling.
They didn't kill General Eiling.
Oh, they killed General Eiling.
No way.
Oh,
they beat him up. They beat him up, but they didn't kill him. Guaranteed. He's because you know from your Justice League Unlimited who General Eiling is, right?
Yeah, he injected himself with the super Harry Hulk Big Tooth serum.
Right.
And decided to go kill a bunch of superheroes.
Yes, he decided the only way to fight superheroes was to become one himself, and in so doing, he becomes a Justice League villain.
So
you know that he's sticking around.
But if he becomes a superhero himself, shouldn't he kill himself? Because he's now a superhero.
That is a philosophical conundrum. What I was going to say was CW is really getting a lot of viewership with these DC TV shows, so they're ordering more.
Speaking of DC TV shows, we need to start watching Arrow.
Yes, we're this summer we're going to have to binge. We've got a lot of episodes to catch up with.
Including Star Trek.
Including Star Trek. Although I will say that from what I hear and from the little bit that I can see, Arrow is a little bit more like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in that it plays off the interpersonal connections and the drama of the superheroing quite a bit.
Yeah, and I just think it does that a lot better. I mean, I do like to see Coulson, but it's interesting when you can see someone run around at lightning speed in circles punching another guy.
Yes. No, and they're really doing a good job with the special effects. In other words, I was a little bit worried about Gorilla Grodd.
Yeah.
It would have been easy for him to be a man in a suit. And the CGI really looks tight on
it.
I'm very excited about that.
Yeah. It was amazing.
So, kudos to that. And what do you think about the rumors that I've been hearing? I'm hearing that Brandon Routh, I think I'm pronouncing his last name correctly. Okay. He's a B-level movie star, has been signed to play Ray Palmer, who you know is...
Daredevil!
Close! The Atom!
Oh, dang
Daredevil's
it.
Daredevil's Marvel, silly.
Sorry, but I know they're doing a dark TV show of that. That's what I was thinking
of.
Well,
that looks pretty dark. I don't know that you guys and I are going to watch that one together.
Well, show me the trailer and I'll make decisions.
Okay, I will.
Well, it's probably going to be like...
Well, I'll show you the trailer and we'll make decisions together. How's that? Brandon Routh has been signed to play Ray Palmer in an upcoming CW episode. I think it's Arrow or Flash. I'm not sure which. But
yeah,
he becomes
both.
The Atom. And there's rumors that the Atom, since Brandon Routh is such a big-name star...
You just said he was a B-rank actor.
Well, he's not like George Clooney, but he's up there, you know. So...
Yeah. I guess so.
The question is, are they kind of grooming him to take over his own TV show? Would you watch a TV show centered around the Atom? And I ask you this, Alexander.
I honestly don't know. I've kind of thought the Atom with the ability to shrink, mm-hmm. kind of compared to the movie that's coming out, Ant-Man from Marvel. That's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I found the Atom surprisingly sad.
How so?
I mean, the only really weapon he has is a sword. And that sword is the size of a toothpick.
Well, he does have Atom. Doesn't he have Atom manipulation powers as well? Can he rearrange atoms? No, I don't think he can.
He just can turn really, really small.
He can get small and he can retain his... like density, so even though he's small, he can still punch like he's big. I gotta be honest with you. When I was reading DC Comics regularly, I was never a huge fan of the Atom. What about you, Max?
Well, I was never.
I don't even know if he knows who the Atom is.
I do.
Good.
Okay.
Well, I would probably not watch a Atom TV show because they're making an Ant-Man TV show.
Not an Ant-Man TV show, an Ant-Man movie.
Whatever it's called.
Okay.
And doesn't that seem too much of the words on the tip of my tongue ripoff?
Like,
they know.
Well, it would come out, by the time they get this TV show going, it would be next year, and Ant-Man is coming out. Geez, in a few months, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's definitely slated for this summer.
And everyone's going to have their, small guy, big guy, hole in their system that probably shouldn't be there because it's just that filled.
See, it's really tough for me. If you would have told me that the Green Arrow was going to be as big as it is right now, I would have told you you're crazy too. So with good storytelling, all things are possible. But it seems to me that what makes the Atom interesting would be adventures on the subatomic level, like really, really small.
Yeah.
And it would be hard to make those stories relevant to people.
Wait, what if he goes so small, he finds a parallel dimension within a nucleus atom?
Oh.
Which, and this is one of my big leading theories.
Go ahead.
The nucleus atom is really a solar system.
Right.
And he finds, like, a parallel universe. Because if you look at our solar system and put it around, like the rings of a nucleus atom, mm-hmm. it kind of makes sense. Our world and their planets revolving around the sun kind of looks like a nucleus atom if you rearrange the rings. So could we be a world in a I don't even know if I'm saying if nucleus atom is a thing, but I'm going to call it a nuclear atom.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
An atom, a molecule.
And we're just an atom of an atom, which is a bigger atom, and so on, or so forth smaller.
It's way more interesting than what I had in my head, so I'll go with yours.
Yay, controversy!
The difficult thing there is that at that point, unless he shrinks a bunch of people to go with him, you don't have anybody for him to interact with. In other words, you don't have a love interest. Yeah, maybe you go to that. Maybe it's like Planet Hulk. You know, he finds a love interest on the other planet. I don't know. I tell you what, you put a good writer on it, and they will knock it out of the park. I'm sure.
I have an idea.
Go ahead.
What could happen? Maybe when he finds a new planet, maybe this is a theory that's gonna get you mind fudged. Maybe
okay.
If it was Beagle, maybe if we tell him Beagle, really big, then we'll find other planet Beagle atom versions of all planets. Like saying there's other versions of all planets, just Beagle, 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 or smaller, 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 more to one. And that may be just living on an atom.
I see. You're right. That is a brain cruncher right there. I like it. There's also a rumor of an animated TV show centered around the Vixen. Do you remember her from Justice League and
Yeah.
That is coming up
on
the CW.
She had, like, the power to imitate animal, like, attacks.
Yeah.
Or animal, like, behavior.
Yep. She's cool. So, yeah, and that one is animated, and I know Justice League Dark is out there somewhere, but I don't know for a fact that was
I'm so excited
CW.
I'm so excited to see that.
But, yeah, CW is quickly becoming the DC channel. It's really kind of, for a guy my age, interesting to see.
Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
This is off topic, but is it St. Patrick's Day?
Yes.
Should we start listing off superheroes that have the color green in them?
And would you like to do that? This podcast is going to come up much later than St. Patrick's Day, but we can certainly...
We'll film it on St. Patrick's Day.
We could see who could name the most green superheroes.
Well, there's one more topic I want to see I can get through.
Okay.
As you know, Spider-Man is going to be in the Civil War and probably at the end of Age of Ultron. I'm just theorizing that.
I would imagine the big bumper at the end of Age of Ultron is going to tease Spider-Man. I think that's an odds-on favorite for the bumper. Go ahead.
Because now that they got Spider-Man, that was midway through directing that movie.
Yeah,
they couldn't just put Spider-Man in there right when Captain America is going to punch Ultron. You can't just say Spider-Man and you see Spider-Man. Can't do that and then make a backstory
because
Spider-Man is already there.
I think they're gonna have. I've started to consider, and I don't want another backstory.
Well,
like I know we had this topic before,
uh-huh.
but I just don't want it. We can just put. We've had enough, and we just want to. I think we can just put Spider-Man like 3 months into his work.
I would be really disappointed to see another Spider-Man origin movie, but. What do you think about Spider-Man coming into the Marvel Cinematic Universe? How do you think they should handle that, Alex?
So, I want it to be Miles Morales, not Peter Parker.
And tell me why.
because Miles Morales has been an interesting character, he has a much more cool Spider-Man costume.
Mm-hmm. And what makes him a more interesting character than Peter Parker?
Also, another thing.
Go ahead.
Every member of the Avengers, like, except Nick Fury, is white.
Right, and predominantly a white male. Yes.
White male. I want someone who's... Miles Morales, if you don't know, he's Spider-Man, younger, and he's black. And I want, like, more of that.
Mm-hmm. More diversity?
Yeah, I want a lot more diversity, which...
What about both?
...makes things interesting.
I think that this is what I think that Marvel could do.
Okay, two Spider-Men?
One, they could have two different Spider-Man universes, which might be hard to handle, but this is Marvel we're talking about, people. They have all the money in the world.
That's true.
But the only thing with Miles Morales is that he comes in and Peter Parker has to die. That's what gives him the...
the way they have it written currently, yes.
One centered in the future, one centered in the past. Or the present, I should say. I think that this is how you could do the origin story. And that final clip after the movie, and that final clip, if the Avengers are going for I don't know how Mark could do this, but like you're in a lab, and then you see a young man, and you see a spider just by him, and at the end of Age of Ultron, and then you just hear a scream, like something like that, and that's how it ends. It's a short origin story that could easily tie, that Marvel could somehow do it to tie in.
And then you play Spider-Man music for the rest of the credits.
I'm in. You had me sold at short origin story. Just a spider and a scream. That's all you need.
It's a spider, a young age man, and a scream.
I don't know, but Miles Morales has more powers than Spider-Man.
Really?
He has the ability. He has like this static venom thing, shock, whatever. That I don't know if you know, but Spider-Woman has.
Mm-hmm.
And he has the ability to have like really, really, really good camouflage or like practically invisibility.
Mm-hmm.
So that may overpower it. I don't know if they'll write that in.
Well, I'll tell you why I like the idea, and I agree with you, Alex. I like the idea of Miles Morales being in the Spider-Man being the Spider-Man in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And I'll tell you why. It would help to delineate the Marvel Cinema Spider-Man from the Sony Pictures Spider-Man.
Yeah.
In other words, the Sony Pictures Spider-Man is pretty decently rooted in Peter Parker mythology. And they've done, six movies? I think so. The three original Spider-Man movies and three Amazing Spider-Man movies.
They've done two.
Okay,
they haven't
five.
Made the Amazing Spider-Man 3, which is something that we're hoping they won't.
You're right, Max. They've done five. But they've pretty much kind of established dominance over the Peter Parker mythos. And Marvel Cinema Universe, they've shown that they are really, really good at taking smart risks and taking creative leaps. Whoa, that guy hit that pothole. Oh, my God. That pothole you could lose a small child in. And he hit it square.
Hey, Max.
We would not want to lose our Max.
You wouldn't want to lose our Max.
But Marvel, who takes lots of risks anyway, and they pull it off wonderfully, they could take on a Miles Morales Spider-Man, add some diversity to the Avengers, have a Spider-Man that's not going to be confused with the Sony Pictures Spider-Man. I think it's win-win-win for the Miles Morales Spider-Man.
I think
you're right on track, Alex.
What about another awesome Spider-Man, $20.99?
You guys are all about the $20.99 Spider-Man.
Awesome!
Mikhail O'Hara, no, okay? That would have to be in $20.99.
What about Spider-Gwen?
What?
You guys don't know about Spider-Gwen?
Like Gwen Stacy?
I know Spider-Man.
In the current Marvel comics, they've brought back Gwen Stacy, and now she has
Gwen
Stacy, they brought her back, and now she has Spider-Man powers.
How did she get brought back? Do you know?
I honestly do not know.
Because someone has to tell me.
I know that everybody loves her costume. But I don't know anything.
I hope that's in the cool way instead of the other way.
No. It's in the cool way. It's in the cool way.
Oh, good.
In other words, it's like it's a really cool costume.
Good. Right. I was getting a little scared there, you know?
No. They don't have her traipsing around in a bikini. She's actually... it's a really neat costume with a hood and everything.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
So, yes, maybe it'll be Spider-Gwen. And that's actually the name of the character, Spider-Gwen.
Good job keeping your secret identity intact.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, I know me and Max always wanted to have, like, Spider-Max and Spider-Alex.
Yeah, I remember you guys doing that.
But technically...
I remember we made those Legos of ourselves, someone painted the Legos.
Yeah, we actually got someone to make custom Legos for us.
Yes.
Yeah, and it was awesome.
That was David Oakes, who was a longtime reader of my comic strip.
Thank you.
A supporter of I guarantee he's listening. He's a supporter of this podcast.
All right, thank you, David Oakes. Shout out,
Professor Oak.
Professor. Any other thoughts on the Miles Morales? I think we're all agreed. We'd like to see him in the Marvel Cinematic.
Yeah, I am a much more interesting character than Peter Parker.
Or I can make new Spider-Man.
Plus, you know that it's going to really tick off a lot of people to have a black Spider-Man. There's a certain type of person that this is going to really upset, and I...
That's why I think there are two universes!
Just between you and me... It's kind of fun to watch people get upset over something that's kind of silly like that. I enjoy it.
Black Spider-Man.
Black
Spider-Man.
I'm just glad that
they could do symbiote Spider-Man, and because I think that he would be a really good superhero / villain to have in the Avengers, the present superhero team, and then maybe a futuristic Avengers with Miles Morales. Oh my god, I cannot pronounce
You mean Miguel O'Hara, because it's in the future.
You are...
Oh, whatever his name is.
You're all about that Spider-Man 2099, aren't you?
No, I just want to see Symbiote Spider-Man, because I love his costume.
There was Sony...
How simple is it?
Sony already did a Venom movie, Max.
I was going to say, I know Sony was planning a Venom movie, although I don't know... With the recent Spider-Man announcement, I don't know whether that puts that in limbo or not, but... I know there was a Venom movie being slated.
I really want to see Black Spider-Man.
I know you do. I know.
I just like love Symbiote Spider-Man. And
well,
how
now you're confusing terms. You're confusing
Symbiote Spider-Man or Black Spider-Man.
Well, no, Maxwell.
But we're talking about using black as to talk about somebody's race, an African American Spider-Man. You're talking black costume Spider-Man. But those are two different things.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's easy to get confused.
I just call it Symbiote Spider-Man. I love the costume because of how simple it is. I really like that they made that goop Venom thing kind of come out at times.
Mm-hmm.
And the Civil War story really looks awesome. I've never wear it before. Call me a geek. Say what you want on that. Don't worry, I will.
Mm-hmm. Looks like your gym teacher is getting set up for another game of hockey.
No!
Well, our gym teacher, we even though this has nothing to do...
Don't say anything you might regret.
No, we protested against hockey, so
we're
not getting hockey anymore.
Oh, and he listened to you, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad. He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Alex, please wrap up this podcast.
Speaking for myself, my dad, and my brother, make sure to rate us and like us on iTunes, Blueberry Network, and Stitcher.
Stitcher and Blueberry Network.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, buddy.